أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون. صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 90 to 92 of Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the discussion, but the discussion now turns to Fir'aun more than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرِ. And we caused the Banu Israel to cross across the sea. We know the incident that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded at night that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam should take the Bani Israel and he should leave Misr by the hukam, the command, the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taken the Bani Israel and they had fled from Al-Misr. However, they came to a point by the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that in front of them is the sea and behind them Fir'aun had pursued the Bani Israel with his army. Allah says, فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ بَغْيًا وَعَدْوَى. Fir'aun and his army had pursued Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel بَغْيًا aggressively, وَعَدْوَى and with enmity. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the ocean for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 12 parts, one part for each of the tribes of the Bani Israel, and they began to cross. Fir'aun had reached the point with his horses, and now he decided to emerge and go into this area, these parts that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had provided for Musa alayhi salam and the Banu Israel, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded that the waters continued to flow, and Fir'aun was then drowned. قَالَ آمَنْتُ. At that time, when death was staring him in the face, some ulama have stated the probability, the possibility was that he had seen the angel of death, or he had seen the angels of the Azab of Allah Ta'ala. In short, he had seen the signs of Akhirat. At that point in time, he said, آمَنْتُ. I believe أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ. That certainly there is no object of worship, إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيل, but that Allah, that deity in whom the Banu Israel had brought Iman, وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am from the submissive, I am from those who had surrendered. Now that Iman of Fir'aun was not accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam states in the hadith that Tawbah is accepted till ghargharatul maut, till the pangs of death, and it is very clear that now Fir'aun was already in the throes of death. He had already seen the signs of Akhirat, and that Iman was not accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For you and I, the very important lesson is, let us not wait for that point in time. Let us make Tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us continuously make Tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person is fasting and he leaves this world in a state of fasting, people will say he passed away in the state of Roza. A person is performing Salat and he passes away in that state of Salat, we will say he passed away as a musalli, and like that in Hajj or like that in Umrah. Let us become ta'ibun. Let us become those that make tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when we leave this world, people won't know, but it is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat that we left this world as a ta'ib. We left this world as one making tawbah to Allah, regretting, being remorseful to Allah Rabbul Izzat for not only our sins, but even the slightest of our shortcomings. Al-an. Now here Allah Rabbul Izzat reports and Allah Ta'ala says, Al-an, now. In other words, asking Fir'aun, now you have brought iman. Was this the voice of Allah? Who said Al-an? Some of the commentators like Allama Alusi Rahimahumullah, they have said Allah Ta'ala either sent Jibreel alayhi salam or Mikail alayhi salatu wassalam, and now they said to Fir'aun, Al-an, now you want to bring iman. Waqad asait, whilst you had been disobedient qablu, before this, wa kunta minal mufsidin, and you were from the ones that caused corruption on this earth, and now you want to bring iman. That iman is not acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is too late. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now today we shall save your body, لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَا, so that it will become a sign for those after you. There are those that believe that one of those mummies in Egypt is the mummy and the body of Fir'aun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would know best, but we will not subjugate the tafsir of the Qur'an, the ayat of the Qur'an, to what people would say, because this is the kitab of Allah, this is the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence this is the reality, and we will believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had saved, in other words, Allah had preserved the body of Fir'aun, so that it becomes a sign for people after him that all your zulm, all your oppression, all the wealth, all the opulence, all the power, all the might Allah had given you in this world, but you misused it and you went against Allah and you began to fight Allah and the Rasul of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Hence Allah Ta'ala terminates and Allah Ta'ala says that certainly most of men pay no heed. They are negligent, they are heedless of our signs, and the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all over us. Let us turn to Allah, let us make tawbah to Allah before that gharghatul maut comes to us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.